Unit 20, Humor. Part 1, Warming Up. 这里主要给大家介绍三个顺口溜，叫 Tongue Twisters， 就是比较绕口的啊，绕口令顺口溜啊。如果你念起不顺口，念 Six Sick Shakes。 这个 Shakes 就是说一个人比较漂亮的啊， Handsome Man， 就是像中国的司马相如啊，潘安都是貌比潘安，就是男子比较英俊，可是他有病，所以六个司马病相如，就是 six sick shakes， 后面就好翻了啊。 She sells seashells at or on the seashore. Shall he sell seashells， 就是他在海滩卖贝壳，主要这个 see she's 啊 she 等等音啊。第三也是这样， Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper， 就是这人叫彼得派珀啊，他呢捡起了一小撮的泡菜辣椒，就也是这个 P 开头的词啊，所以就是练练语音啊，练练语音。 Now listening part， 听一下录音。
1. Listen and number the pictures.
Grandmother, how did you meet grandfather?
Oh, well, that's quite a funny story. In fact, we met several times. You see,I met Grandfather in England, where we lived before we came to Australia. We only lived about 8 kilometers from each other. Your grandfather was a minister in the church, 3 villages away.
And when did he ask you to marry him?
Well, it was really funny. We were having dinner in a restaurant one evening, and we were talking about people getting married and so on.As a minister in the church, it was your grandfather's job to marry couples. We talked about all kinds of different people, sometimes families we both knew. We were having a very enjoyable conversation and laughed a lot. So I asked him, "And will you marry me?" He went a little red in the face and couldn't say anything for a few minutes. He looked rather surprised. Finally, he said, "Well, this is very sudden and unexpected."I immediately realized that he had not understood me correctly. So I laughed and said, "No, what I mean is, when I get married in church, will you be the minister who marries me and my husband?" He laughed and seemed to feel much better after I had said that. We continued our dinner in much the same way as before. We had a very nice evening together. However, as he later told me, our talk put an interesting idea into his head. He considered what I had said and realized that he had always loved me. He did not understand me because I asked him the question that he had wanted to ask me for some time. So, a few days later, he came to visit me at home. It was then that he asked me to marry him. This time it was my turn to feel honored, but I immediately accepted.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
Grandmother, how did you meet grandfather?
Oh, well, that's quite a funny story. In fact, we met several times. You see, I met grandfather in England, where we lived before we came to Australia. We only lived about 8 kilometers from each other. Your grandfather was a minister in the church, 3 villages away.
And when did he ask you to marry him?
Well, it was really funny. We were having dinner in a restaurant one evening, and we were talking about people getting married and so on. As a minister in the church, it was your grandfather's job to marry couples. We talked about all kinds of different people.Sometimes families we both knew, we were having a very enjoyable conversation and laughed a lot. So I asked him, "And will you marry me?" He went a little red in the face and couldn't say anything for a few minutes. He looked rather surprised. Finally, he said, "Well, this is very sudden and unexpected." I immediately realized that he had not understood me correctly. So I laughed and said, "No. What I mean is, when I get married in church, will you be the minister who marries me and my husband?" He laughed and seemed to feel much better after I had said that. We continued our dinner. in much the same way as before. We had a very nice evening together. However, as he later told me, our talk put an interesting idea into his head. He considered what I had said and realized that he had always loved me. He did not understand me because I asked him the question that he had wanted to ask me for some time. So, a few days later, he came to visit me at home. It was then that he asked me to marry him. This time it was my turn to feel honored, but I immediately accepted.
Speaking part, 请看有关练习。这里面主要讲一个记者啊，采访一位喜剧演员，一个对话，谈论他的新的演出节目。那么这个咱们可以读一读啊，看怎么样来做个演出。比如说 What do you think is the most important thing in your job? 作为喜剧演员最重要的任务是什么？I have to make people laugh, but I also want them to think about our life. 让人们除了笑之后还考虑到生活上一些问题啊，这个怎么样做一个品味人生啊。Are you shows for everybody? 你是给大家演的吗？是给所有观众吗？ Of course, I would like to reach a wide audience. 当然我是愿意为更广范围的观众演出。Though I most have adults in mind. 当然主要是为成人演出。Still, I do not think everybody will find my kind of humor funny. 当然有时候呢，我可能觉得人们还能看不懂我的幽默所在，什么地方觉得好玩啊。How do you make your audience laugh? 那么怎么使观众笑呢？ There are many ways to make people laugh. Jokes about speaking a foreign language, German, for example, always work. 就是说外国话说的不地道让人家笑，是吧？说那语音不地道别人笑，这笑的方法。My next show will have a part in which I act the role of a scientist, the way that a scientist walks and talks, 就是讲一个科学家，学科学家怎么走路，怎么说话啊，这个定语从句啊，这个、可以看你语言点。And how do you make people think about life? 让人们怎么样品味人生呢？看完喜剧之后呢 ？In the middle of the show, I plan to sing a song. 有时候要唱个歌。It's a bittersweet song, 一个苦涩和甜蜜相交织的一种歌，又苦又甜啊。It makes people think about life. 让人们想到苦中有乐，乐中有苦啊。I think it's going to be the greatest moment in the show, 就是应该是节目中的最高潮，就唱这个歌。那么关于这个节目呢，这完了之后可以呢自己呢做一个看完之后可以讲讲这啊喜剧，另外自己可以演出这个对话，也演一个节目啊，做一个喜剧对话。So much for part one.